We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Miami Heat Beat postgame show. I'm your very sick host, Giancarlo Navas. And with me today, we got the saucy Coach Lou.
Yeah, G-sick, right? Oh. The head is what it is, man. The beam is unplugged. They're saving it. Yeah, G-sick. Just because he's generally sick. I think everybody else is sick of these fucking injuries. This shit is nasty, man.
This shit is nasty. I have not had a haircut or shaved in a very long time because I've literally been bedridden. Lou, I was supposed to go to Ultra this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I could not. I wish Ultra made me like this. Instead, I'm pretty sure it was at a movie theater watching an anime movie. Some guy got me sick. Because I've been
down bad.
It's been a struggle. And I came back today. You hear my voice. Chat, you hear it. I'm not well. And I said, big fucking game Tuesday. I may have a sinus headache that would rival the worst migraines. But God damn it, I'm going to show up. And Lou and I were the only ones who did. Because no one on the team except for Bam did. Terry Rozier. This is supposed to be when you step up. Caleb Martin, what the fuck was that? Haywood Highsmith, you get a pass, my friend. Jaime Hawkins Jr., what the fuck was that? Eric Spoelstra, what the fuck was that? Lou, what the fuck was that?
Man, gee, I wish I had a fucking answer, man. I genuinely do. Oh man, we're just so like the offense is so ugly, dude. It feels like torture sometimes. It felt like as soon as Bam went to the bench today, it was just like slicing your veins. It got that bad. It was like, oh my fucking God, like somebody is just this shit fucking sucked today, man.
Chat says I sound like Jerry Seinfeld. What's up with Kramer? I've never seen Seinfeld. Is that what happens? You just yell, Kramer!
I've never seen it.
What the fuck was that? Jimmy just called out of work. Can you do that?
Jimmy was sitting courtside. Food. Jimmy was Boeing. Sitting courtside with Alcaraz.
Boeing! Carlitos. What's up with that? This game... This team has been a Boeing aircraft all season. Shit just goes wrong, and management wants you to look away. Management might kill a dude. Just so you don't ask questions.
Man.
The Heat have been the Boeing the Boeing Jets of the NBA this season.
At some fucking point, I don't think there's enough sage, G, to fix these injuries.
I'm not saging another regular season time. If they make, they're on their own. I did my part. I fixed a losing streak. Me and this my is, energy, we fixed a losing streak.
No. You shouldn't have to sage. I'm saying, how much sage do you think it takes to fix these injuries?
How big is the Amazon?
Muy grande.
That's what we're talking about. What fix says management had to get G sick to stop the narrative. Man, it's like Dentori also says Caleb has been listed questionable for like 3 weeks, and this motherfucker can't catch a break because everybody else missed the games.
They need to force a break on him because he honestly does not look like himself. He can't get by Kevon Looney. It was tough. Like on a closeout. Oh, man.
Chat says that sound like Lisa Lampanelli. Alpha sick of Caleb Martin. I'll tell you, man, there was some stretch in like the first quarter where the Warriors played zone and the Heat looked like they had never seen a zone before. And I go, oh my goodness gracious, we're in for a long night. And I'm gonna be real. I like Terry Rozier. People like take it the wrong way. I pick on him because I play a character, and like playing a character on Twitter is funny. You know, when I do a bit, I let everybody into the silly little world that I'm doing. Right. And my silly little world is being obsessed with Kyle Lowry. Now, I have not watched a second of Kyle Lowry basketball since he's left here. I don't know what the fuck.
Only when he played against us?
I didn't watch that game. I went to go watch the end of Evangelion. Which was fantastic. And that's probably where I got sick. Totally worth it. It's one of the best movies I've ever seen in my life. And I don't know what the fuck he's. I don't even know if he's playing well or not. I had two people in a group chat I was in. One said that he's playing well. The other said that he's playing bad. They're like, "Gee, what do you think?" I said,
"That sounds like Kyle Lowry's experience in my
head." Yeah, I was like, "I don't know. I'm not watching. I have no idea, and I don't really care." Oh, and so that's the kind of preface, Mike. I want to have a little conversation about Rozier today. And listen, they're injured, and without Duncan Robinson, without Tyler Hero, and without Jimmy Butler. That's all your off the dribble juice, except for Terry Rozier. So really, all that pressure now is on Terry, and I just don't think that he didn't deliver in that sense today. I think he put some shots up. He looked really good early. Hit that huge three in the first quarter. You kind of think that he's gonna get on something. Can never find his rhythm. Lou, I thought he looked really rushed on a lot of those like step back attempts. He looked like he was forcing it a little too much and not playing in the flow of the offense. And there were times where they really needed, okay, the Warriors went on like multiple 10-1 runs. Yep. Okay, can you get us a little relief basket? Stop the bleeding. Let's get something to give us a little life to be able to set our defense. And that's why I want to start with him, because I think that like Haywood Highsmith should not be your second best player on a night like this. Should be Bam and Rozier. And unfortunately, just Rozier didn't have it.
No, yeah. He just wasn't good today. Particularly like today's game, I thought he was struggling. Like you said, just taking the offense sometimes out of a flow. When they have an advantage, he just likes to pump fake and the advantage is gone. And we are missing the players who create the most advantages damn near on this team. Like we're missing at least three or four of them. So any advantage that we are able to create, which isn't many, but if Rozier ends up with the ball, then at some point he needs to make them pay. It's too much pump faking out of these catch and shoot threes and settling for a step back or trying to do something and it's not working. And then it's just, again, we're back to ground zero, but the difference is there's no longer 20 seconds on the shot clock. There's six. So I don't know. Some things do got to change, but it just like the entire game, it was like four or five people in the paint. It's been like this now three nights in a row. The only team that didn't really do that was the Cavs because for some reason they don't watch tape or something. I don't know what's going on with that.
They're also injured. They didn't have a lot of guys.
They had everybody but Donovan. Like, they should have killed us. Anyways, like, they just, I don't know. The Cavs players.
That team's gutless.
They just play so weird.
They didn't have Max. They didn't have Max.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't have Max or Mitchell. I agree. But still, it's like you know, we shouldn't have done what we did. We hit shots against them. You know, Highsmith hit shots against them particularly. But again, it's just today, it's another night of, like, I know we started with Terry, but Terry not being good enough. Hyman not being good enough. Caleb not being good enough. These are guys that are in your playoff rotation to some extent. And this is their moment to solidify these minutes. And then you have somebody like Highsmith, who isn't in your playoff rotation, at least not like cemented is the way I'd put it. Do you know if I'm making sense? Like, he's not cemented in there, but he's the one who's showing out. I mean, it's too many injuries. Too many people are playing who would generally not. I don't know. It fucking sucks that we haven't gotten to see this team together healthy. Not a single game healthy. It's what it's felt like. Yeah.
Jobbers in chat says Hibike Euphonium season soon. You are right, my friend. That is my favorite anime. We're about 10 days away, folks. Only thing keeping me going. The Heat, not making me happy. UFO, I'm in the middle of my rewatch. Guess what I'm doing the second this fucking episode post? I'm watching episode 12 of season one, motherfuckers. I'm excited. I'm sick. That's the only thing that makes me happy in this goddamn world. Good to see you too, Jobbers. That's the homie. Lou, they have struggles with so many different defensive looks. Today, I thought the zone gave them problems. Switching has always given them problems. I thought Wiggins did an excellent job on Rozier, particularly that second half. And I saw that Kerr had some comments about that via Brady Hawk's Twitter account. But just putting that kind of size on him, really, especially with no, you know, Jimmy, who's another guy who can kind of switch bus. They just had nowhere else to flip that switch, that matchup. And they were just getting pounded with kind of, as you said, packing the paint with that size on the perimeter. Can't do any offense. They were isolating Bam a lot. And frankly, that was probably their best offense.
Sure.
Let's isolate Bam against Looney or fucking Draymond Green of all people. And hey, they were doubling. I mean, and they were getting help on the ball and he was moving. Lou, I thought in that first quarter, they were fucking zipping the ball. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to be one of those fucking special nights where they just fucking throttle a team at home because they're moving the ball well. I think they had one turnover midway through the second quarter and they had like fucking 10 assists, some crazy number of assists. And I was like, they look fucking awesome. And then they just shit on themselves as Brass Jazz, Hangover Time, Heat Beat Legend says, team is caca.
Yeah.
Una mierda, brother. Una puta mierda. Yeah. Sick and tired of them, bro.
Yeah. No, it was just bad, man. Like, we fucking suck. Like, this version of this team sucks. Like,
they're stinky winky.
I think it's so unfortunate because I do think they have a really good roster and they.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, G. Like, I hate when people say this. We haven't seen them healthy. It's been unfortunate. When the offense was flowing recently, we haven't seen Bam shooting the three like this with Jimmy shooting the three like that. Alongside all these other players, it's just so fucking unfortunate. Every game we have to sit through, and the first thing we do as Heat fans is we get on and we're like, who is playing today? Oh, instead of somebody coming back, it's another person on the injury report.
35th different starting lineup, most in Heat history.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we can't say this team isn't good because we haven't seen this team. We have not seen this roster play. I don't give a fuck what anybody said. We have not seen a full game of this version of the Heat play. When this team was healthy, they looked completely different. It's so fucking unfortunate. I'm curious. I'd rather sit here and say, do we think Tyler's coming back this year? Do we think Duncan's coming back this year?
Duncan. Why would it? Is there a thought?
Who knows at this point is my question. I have more questions about, are these guys coming back and how much time will they get to mesh? I still think they can figure it out on the fly, but how much time will they get to actually mesh with this version of Bam's been spacing to the corner recently? We had never seen that before, G. Never. Not a day in Tyler Hero's life where he saw Bam space out to a corner. Like, not a day in Duncan Robinson's life.
Spo doesn't like that. He said.
And Spo cannot like that, but if he's hitting him in the corner, it doesn't matter.
Brass and Chet says this team wasn't good when the players were healthy. I'm a Brass.
I disagree.
They haven't beaten anybody good. They've just been okay all year.
I guess.
Never played a stretch of basketball where I was like, yeah, man, I'm impressed. I think really early when Jaime
December,
was
November,
well,
the team was sensational.
No, they weren't, bro. They didn't.
Yes, they were.
Well, name one good win that they had.
You're going to make me go back on the schedule. Keep talking. Fill time.
Okay. Go back. Find me two good wins. Because the only decent one was at Cleveland on the second night of a back-to-back. No Jimmy. Lowry went crazy. That's like the one. So find me the impressive win that you have from a good team, and then we'll talk. But, you know, it was rough, man. It's been a rough season. It's been one of the worst miserable seasons I've ever seen in my life as a Heat fan. Yeah, man, it's just, and today was just, we were set up. Heat fans were set up. Everyone was like, oh, Miami, you have to be the ones to beat the Warriors because they all wanted to embarrass Golden State. Too much pressure, too much. They set us up. Everybody was rooting for us. We knew that this was going to happen. We knew that they're just not going to walk away. We just knew it. How's that update coming, Lou? Any good wins so far?
So, yes. They beat Golden State. They beat Philly.
That's not a good win. That's a 10th seed.
Okay. They beat Philly when they were healthy.
No. In December?
Orlando.
No.
December 25th. Embiid did not play.
I was there.
Cleveland.
Game. Okay, Cleveland I gave you.
They beat the Lakers.
Lowry. The Lakers are a 9th seed.
Early in the season.
The Lakers are not a good team.
They smoked Milwaukee.
They smoked that's not in December. That was one game in like February, right after the All-Star break.
But they've won 1, 2, 3, four, five, six. Like, they won like 10 of 13 games.
And all of those were bad teams except for Sacramento, who's
all of them are borderline playing teams. The only team that they didn't beat that's in the
playoffs.
Orlando's
man.
A good
beat
team.
Beat a good team, goddammit! Beat a fucking team that matters! Don't
but
tell
they
me
are
about
healthy.
Sacramento! Don't tell me about Cleveland! Don't tell me about these dog shit teams! Beat somebody that matters! Please! They can't because they stink! Because they need Caleb Martin to fix their fucking problems!
Nah, man.
Am I wrong?
I think you're wrong.
No, you haven't named a single thing that...
I don't think regular...
I'm not going to sit here and let you tell me that a win against Cleveland and a win against the Sacramento Kings is like, this team got it! No! No!
I disagree.
They lose at home to bad teams all the time! They fight for their lives against the Pistons and the Wizards! Come
when
on.
They were healthy, that wasn't the case, man. That's all I'm going to say.
Come on, bro.
I disagree. I completely disagree. This team played better basketball than they did last year during the regular season. Nah, man. I don't get why it's cool to hate on them this year, personally. I think they're better than they were last year, and I'll stand by that. They're so much better. Last year, last year, they sucked in the regular season. It was the worst regular season I could have seen.
Bro.
The difference was last year they sucked and they were healthy. This year they suck and they're not healthy. You can't compare the two. When they were healthy, even the losses that they had close games against Boston.
I'm not
they
doing
had
moral
close
victories anymore, bro. They had close losses last year. They went into Boston and Highsmith had like fucking 25 points and they played Boston to the wire.
They
what
played Denver twice to the wire. It is what it is. Like
I don't do that shit anymore, bro. They're fucking grown up.
Y'all were doing it last year. Last year was moral victory season. They were the 10th seed the whole fucking season.
And I'm not
season.
Doing it this year. I'm
no,
like fucking
man.
Do something. Like
the difference is they're
Cleveland?
Not healthy. They're not healthy, guys.
I know they're not healthy. And I'm not blaming them for losing this game unhealthy. I'm just blaming them for the whole fucking year.
Nah.
This game is whatever. Like, you lose this game, everybody's hurt. Rozier lays an egg. What are you going to do? But a lot of the other games, they are not afforded the benefit of the doubt or the grace today because of all the bullshit they did earlier in the season.
I don't know. Last year, the team was way fucking healthy. This is the most injury-riddled team Heat franchise history, point-blank period.
For sure. For sure.
They are better today than they were last year at this point. And we're saying this team is not better when they've had 36 starting lineups, D. They have more starting lineups than they do fucking games played healthy. They have more starting lineups in the last 2 weeks and they have fully
but
healthy
that's
games.
That's
who
they
are,
bro, because the same guys that's are. Tyler's hurt every year. Jimmy misses this many games every year. Like, Kevin Love is fucking 36 years old. Like, and this cannot be a surprise.
And Kevin Love is 36 years old, and yet he was arguably the best bench player they've had all season.
And
in terms of impact.
As Tiffany Meeks said earlier in the season, and I said that I think you're wrong. She's like, you're depending on that guy way too much, and he's gonna get hurt, and the wheels are gonna fall off. She was right.
When he came back, he started playing pretty decent after a while. It is what it is. He got hurt, and it was a contact injury. It wasn't a non-contact injury. It wasn't like his back flared up. Duncan's back flared up. Tyler's been non-contact.
That injury they have not been able to survive because they just cannot.
They can't. And at some point, we gotta like realize. Maybe the team isn't this bad. Maybe they're just this injured.
No, they're for sure really injured. But when they were whole, they didn't do anything to impress me to earn them.
When they were whole, Terry Rozier had no practices in. It was Jimmy's worst month of the season. Bam was literally shot from playing 38 minutes for 2.5 months straight. The only player withstanding and holding the team together was Duncan fucking Robinson.
What a time.
Realistically, we can't keep doing this. Yes, they weren't impressive. I agree. They lost 8 games in a row. During that stretch in February, after they got their shit together, they looked like a really fucking good basketball team.
They look like a good team. And again, they were missing the win to be like, okay, like they even at that time,
they killed
losses,
the Magic. Like, they beat Sacramento. All right, Washington. Okay, they barely lost to the Clippers, and at the time, the Clippers were like the second.
No, yeah, and but that's what I'm gonna say. Like, Chat says my wife can't quit.
They beat Orlando. They beat San Antonio. Whatever. They barely lost to Boston. Boston was literally the best team in the league.
But what killed I'm saying Milwaukee, is like, you beat win Philly, one of those games.
Beat New Orleans. New Orleans is a really good team. They beat New Orleans. Beat Sacramento again. Barely. Like they showed you they were a good team. G. Like they why were, are we being why are we being blind to this?
They to push. They didn't beat Denver. They didn't beat the Clippers. They didn't beat the Celtics.
You just named the three hottest teams in the league at that moment.
Bro, you gotta fucking
and
win.
And they barely lost to all three of them. Gotta, it doesn't matter.
You can't get one win.
The Kings twice. They beat the Pelicans. They killed Milwaukee. That's four good teams. Killed Orlando. Orlando is the fucking fifth seed. I don't want to hear that they didn't beat good teams.
You're bragging about them beating a bunch of teams that aren't home seeds?
It did. Why are we talking about home seeds? The Pelicans will be the fucking third seed over here. Like, what are we doing?
Okay.
I don't give a fuck about record. Like, watch, they're really good teams.
Nice like that. Like,
New Orleans is for sure nice like that. Absolutely.
New Orleans is their most impressive win in that stretch.
And that's a really good team.
I want to say really good, but they just got embarrassed by them, but
they weren't healthy. Like again, it comes back to the same fucking point every time. They barely lost to OKC, another really good team. Yes, after that, wheels fell off. Since Duncan's been hurt, everybody's been like,
that
oh,
OKC
maybe.
Loss was them not being good enough because we were at that game. We watched that game
I
together.
Agree.
Yeah, that was just they the wheels, as you said, the wheels fell off, and then they just shot SGA just better player than them.
SGA just, I'm not taking anything.
We watched,
away
yeah, we were there together. We have the same feeling on that, but like, you got to be a better.
But
team.
They were in it against the number one team in the West at that moment. Like,
yeah, but Jimmy has to, I know, like, but I just think that we got to move past, like, oh, they were in it. Like, that shit that, like, Detroit would say.
G, but the thing is, this is what I'll say. And this is why sometimes, this is why, where I completely disagree with people. The we're in it thing during the regular season is cool. Last year, we had the most clutch games. We did not win the most clutch games, but we had the most clutch games. That shit in the playoffs, locked in Jimmy in the playoffs, locked in Spo in the playoffs. Some of these L's we're talking about are swingable by one or two plays. That's a win.
That's fine, but I guess the question is, like, is Jimmy, we trusting that Jimmy's going to be that?
I don't know. We shouldn't have trusted it last year, but it happened. Nobody believed what was going to happen last year, but it happened.
And that's a crossroad that we're at.
And it's a tough situation to be in.
I'm going
to
pay for that rant tomorrow. My throat's going to be in hell. My throat's going to be in hell, man. I did it for the content, man.
Never say I don't give a shit about you.
You
hear that, Jimmy Butler? He's playing through an illness, Jimmy.
Let me tell you something, chat. I don't ever want to hear you motherfuckers on the timeline accuse me of not being a Heat fan. Lou, do you know how often that happens, bro?
Nah, it's because you're Lowry first.
But like, I'm not Lowry first.
No, I'm kidding. I'm fucking with you.
But like, the fucked up thing is like, people are just like, one dude told me to lick Kyle's asshole. I don't even eat ass when I sleep with girls. I'm not gonna eat Kyle's.
Take him out, Brass. Brass, come in here and take him out, Brass.
Like, come on. I'll eat other stuff, but not ass. And so I get accused of that on the timeline. And like, I don't know. I feel like I've earned being a Heat fan.
He said Cap G.
Why? What do you mean?
It's Favero said
Cap. I had a stalker. What are you talking about? Oh, chat says.
Oh my fucking god! Timeline.
Are you saying that Cap? I don't eat ass, or Cap of
somebody? Bro. Anyways, get us off the topic.
Chat says that.
Craig Dillinger's hilarious.
Chat says I'm disrespectful. I don't know. I don't ask to get my ass eaten, and I don't know. Do they have a bidet? That probably factors in. That's Twitter's fault, bro. I was just accused of this. We're never getting credentialed again. Sorry, bot.
Oh, my God. I'm back. Yeah. I'm back. I'm sorry.
Chad doesn't know about my stalker? Oh, bro. My stalker would literally, like, wait outside, and she'd text me, I can see you eating, and then would tell me I should invest in blinds. Yeah. Mistake. Shouldn't have let her into my place. The things we do, right, chat? The things we do. The things we do. The mistakes we make. We make them together. Yeah. Brass acid, I invested in them. Yes, I did. I actually had blinds at the time, but I like to keep them open because my plants like light. So that's a guys, what a show. Huh? What a show.
What a show, man.
What a show. At Two least rants. We gave you something that Miami didn't.
Passion.
A good time. I could, you know, we'll put good in air quotes. Lou, I gotta be honest with you. I've been very sick. I have barely watched basketball when I was ill because I was just having a fever and I didn't really know what was going on. So they are eighth right now, tied with Philly, I believe. They are 1.5 games out of 6, which I believe is Indiana, correct?
I believe, yeah, Indiana's 6. I think they're, yeah, 1.5 with 2 less games played, if I'm not mistaken.
And they have
one.
Nine games left, right?
39-33, so that's 10 games.
Okay, I have 10 games. Included? Really? I thought it was 9. Okay, so it's going to...
And by the way, not to cut you off, they play 8 games in 13 days in April. Like, what the fuck are we doing, NBA? That is fucking ridiculous. Anyways,
they're barely going to make it.
No, at this point, it's looking like a 7th or 8th seed. I think 6th seed is where they would want to end up because I think they match up the best against Cleveland. But
I think Cleveland would be the... We'll get into much more of that as the season winds down. It's kind of scheduled for the week. As you hear, I'm not 100% yet. I think we'll bring you, somebody will bring you coverage, either Bon or Frankie or somebody or Lou on Friday against the Trailblazers. I'm going to try to take that off so I can get better because I've been sick since Thursday, so I'm trying to recover. And for sure, Tuesday against the New York Knicks, we got you. So there's only one game this week, so they have a big, long rest, Lou. Hopefully they can get healthy for that time.
And they have four out of 5 game stretch after it, starting with the Knicks, where it's Knicks, Sixers, then Rockets, the Rockets, that Pacers. Doesn't count, but then Pacers, Hawks. So it's a pretty telling stretch. They play the Pacers. So yeah, they're 1.5 games back with one less game played and one game against them. So they hold their own destiny still to a certain degree is what I'm trying to get at.
Brass says those last 2 games against Toronto are going to be the most annoying losses of the season.
For sure.
Oh my God, it's going to be. You see about that guy? I was sick all week. I didn't know what the fuck was happening. You saw that Raptors player that was like betting on games that he was
playing. What a menace. Jontay Porter. By the way, I think he's Michael Porter's brother.
Yeah, Michael Porter's brother. And yeah,
they need to investigate Michael Porter too, shouldn't they?
They should investigate Michael Porter for not believing in Western medicine.
No, that guy is crazy. Yeah, did you see how many bets got placed on a Jontay Porter under?
Oh, my God. No, but the funniest part was, so apparently Bruce Brown, he bought his number from him, from this Porter guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For, it was $11,000 or something. And he used that $11,000 to bet. Matt, I gotta be honest with you. I respect that. I respect that.
This man is, I guess.
And honestly, Shohei Ohtani should send that guy an edible arrangement. Really took the heat off of him.
Just an edible arrangement? Send him the company of edible arrangements.
I'm not gonna lie.
He has enough money to buy it.
This country doesn't give a flying fuck about baseball. They only cared about it because this really good player was in a scandal. Now it's a sport that they really care about, and it's a fucking guy that nobody knew existed. Everyone's like, Michael Porter had a brother?
Literally. No, the Ohtani thing is crazy. I digress, but that shit was fucking...
The Ohtani thing is so funny, and I don't like baseball, but I can always get behind a good fuck the Dodgers. Fuck the Dodgers, baby.
That shit was so funny. It was.
I'm rooting for Shohei to go down. You're a Dodger. I root for you to go down. Why? The famous words of Dave Chappelle. Cause fuck them. That's why. Bingo. And fuck the Dodgers. Fuck. Fuck baseball in general. Fuck baseball. Ugh, disgusting.
Can't say that. I grew up playing
baseball.
Oh, you're
Cuban, yeah. La pelota, brother.
No, I still
your
hate
people,
watching,
your but... people, your people come here now and they like soccer. They like Barcelona. Football. I don't really like that all these fucking people like La Liga.
Got a Messi.
I'm not going to lie. I'm fucking sick of everybody in Miami being a fucking Real or Barca fan. Like a fucking real football team. I guess Real's a real football team. Barca's not a real football team anymore. Barca's such a piece of shit. I fucking hate them. I hate Xavi. Xavi looks like a goddamn serial killer, bro. What the fuck? Why are your eyes so open, bro? What the fuck is wrong with you? I don't like Real Madrid either.
He's trying to pass his vision to the players.
I don't know, bro. I just hate that. Fuck Messi, too. I want that guy. I'm glad that guy's not even in my city. Fucking dickhead. Stay in Fort Lauderdale. Nobody fucking likes you.
Whoa.
I hate that guy, bro. I fucking hate that guy. And all these fucking Hispanics in Miami that are rooting for an Argentinian player, fucking keep that energy in Copa. I want you to start fucking cheering for Argentina and Copa against your own fucking countries, you fucking traitors. You fucking, I hate you all, bro. I just can't. Chat says I'm in a hating mood. Yeah, bro. I've had a fucking headache for 6 straight days. I'm a little fucking irritable right now, okay? I had to watch this fucking game with a fucking, practically a migraine. I'm sweating. I haven't slept in days. I'm coughing. You hear my congestion.
Brass, I really can't turn it on.
I ice cream, but I'm not having it. I'm just fucking done, bro. Chat says I need some ass. G needs to eat some ass to heal up. All right, guys. If I talk anymore, I'm going to cough up the rest of my lungs. See you guys Friday. Love y'all.